We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, before I get to the weather here, I want to shout out to one of our newest, and she's becoming popular, Casey. She's turned 18. She works here in the studio. When you walk in the business door, she's the first person that greets you. She's very nice. She's very smart also. She's learning a lot. She helps Drew out sometimes on Tradio, and she does a lot of news updates for Jared Athan on our KCO News and our Paragon News. So, anyway, happy birthday, number 1-8. Anyway, it is currently 91 degrees. Heat index is at 89. Humidity's at 32. The winds are out of the east at 10 miles an hour with wind gust up to 13. Here in the studio on the Gabe Gadget meteorologist forecast, whatever he's got here, it's 86.9 degrees here in Elk City and 40% humidity and hardly any wind right here at the studio. Let's check out the temperatures in our listening area and see who's winning. I know who's not winning. Right up there where those thunderstorms are, where Roger Mills, Ellis, Dewey, and Woodward County come together, it's 15 degrees cooler there than it is anywhere else in the state. Come from those storms. But I'll hit on that here in just a second. Well, it looks like Bingham and Altus, you're the hot spots, and Hobart, all 93 degrees. Hollis just changed. It's at 93. Shamrock, you're at 92. Canadian, you're at 93. And what else we got going on here? Butler's at 86. And Arnett's at 86. The good thing I see about, they had flash flood warnings out for parts of Woodward County and Northern Dewey County earlier this morning. And looks like parts of Woodward County got up to 6 inches of rain this morning. And I can't verify that, but my Mesonet's showing it, my radar scope on my phone showing it, and I seen where a couple of the news stations out of Oklahoma City also said it, so they must have had a pretty good little shower up there. But what's the cool thing about that rain that they got, I mean, I wish we would have got it, but if you look on the U.S. Drought Monitor map, there's a D3 drought area in Oklahoma, besides out in the panhandle. The only red spot on the main part of Oklahoma was right where this rain happens. I mean, exactly where this rain happens. So, you guys, I'm glad you got some rain up there. So, good job up there getting that rain. You might have got a little more than you wanted, but who's to complain when you're getting the rain? So, congratulations on you getting your rain up there. Looks like it was between Camargo and Woodward, Moreland, and Putnam might have got a little bit there. So if you live up in that area and you're listening right now and you got some rain this morning, if you would, text into the KCO Ag text line at 580-225-9697. Let me know how much you got. So there we have it. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you later on in the show. Now we got, I got some tickets to give away today. So put on your cow knowledge hat and be ready, because in the next segment, which is my cattle segment, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Wild Plum Music Festival put on by KECO and the Sayre Chamber of Commerce over at Sayre this coming Friday. So we'll talk about that a little later on in the show, but get your hat ready, get your cow knowledge hat on, and we'll have it going on. Also today, it's Wednesday. Hope some of you remember, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, and is tender is an eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive the mouthwatering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create the tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics and enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it was going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch. Their beef is available in quarters, halves, or whole. Third-party verified, all natural, and hormone-free also available. Call Mr. Jimmy, at 405-609-4662 if you want to order for this fall. 405-609-4662. I'm telling you, you won't go wrong getting some Taylor beef, whether it's a quarter, half, or a whole. It's great. It's great beef experience to have some of it. So anyway, thank you, Jimmy and Tracy, for doing the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO right here with me. I'm wearing a hat if you're watching on Facebook. It's John Deere Green with yellow lettering. You can't miss it. Taylor Ranch. That's it. Anyway, well, let's see what's happening in the markets. Let's start out with the grain markets this morning. The futures, let me refresh this, make sure. Sometimes it refreshes, sometimes it stays the same. Corn futures for July, 732 is down 0.6. September, 608, up 14. December, 602, up 16. March is at 609, up 16. Soybeans, July, 1599, they're up. Everything is up but soybean oil. So soybean for August, 1487. September, 1375. November, 1355. Soybean meal, July, $491 even per short ton. August is $436.50. September is $411.90. Soybean oil for July is 61.41 cents per pound. August is $59.51. And September is $58.11. Let's see what hard red winter wheat's doing. July, $885. It's up 12. September's 870, it's up 3. Oats, 654 for July. September's 475. Oats took a big hit today. It's down 32. And let's see what cotton's doing. Cotton's in there about 98 cents a pound for October. And December is at 90 cents a pound. And for the Delhi area, sugar's back up above 19 today. You lost a little money yesterday at 18 cents per pound, but you're back up to 19 cents a pound today. So looking pretty good there. Let's see what the cash grain markets are looking like in Oklahoma and Texas. And looks like hard red winter wheat cash price right now today at the elevator is $8.10. Corn is at $7.43. Milo's at $6.46, and soybeans are at $14.72 a bushel. Well, let's see what's causing all the chaos on the market today, and I'm pretty sure it has something to do with that WASDE report showed out yesterday. Wheat futures surged in volatile trading overnight as the USDA raised its outlook for exports. The United States Department of Agriculture's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report show domestic wheat exports are now forecast at 800 million bushels. That's up from the previous 775 million. The USDA expects wheat production at 1.781 billion bushels, up from the June forecast of 1.73 billion bushels. Ending stocks were pegged at 639 million bushels, and that's up from 627 million last month. Soybean shipments in 2022-23 marketing year starts on September 1st are now forecast at 2.135 billion bushels. That's down from the previous outlook of 2.2 billion bushels. The agency's projection for soybean meal exports also were lowered, falling to 14 million short tons in July. The report from the last month's report was 14.4 million tons, and that's short tons. The soybean oil export outlook was unchanged at 1.4 billion pounds. Soybean production, however, is now seen at 4.5 billion bushels, and that's down from 4.6 billion bushels. Ending stockpiles were revised, lowered to 230 million bushels, when last month they projected it'd be at 280 million bushels. They missed that one big time. Globally, Brazil's export outlook increased month to month to 89 million metric tons from the 88.5 million metric tons last month. The export outlook has was unchanged for corn. The production is going to be at 14.5 billion bushels in 22-23 marketing year, and that's up from last month at 14.46 billion bushels. The export outlook was unchanged at 2.4 billion bushels. Ending stocks are now seen at 1.47 billion bushels, up from 1.4 billion last month. Wheat for September delivery jumped 14.5 cents to $8.28.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 14.75 to $8.82.5 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery was up 6.5 cents to $5.93 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 1 penny to $13.44 a bushel. Soy meal rose $2 to $391.70 a short ton, while soybean oil futures lost 0.3 cents to 57.62 cents a pound. Looks like Chinese customers have purchased and used fewer oil seeds and vegetable oil seeds than expected in the recent months, reducing its expected imports for the 21-22 marketing year, according to the USDA. Soybean imports in China have been seen by the USDA at 90 million metric tons, and that's down from an outlook last month of 92 million tons. Shipment into the Asian nation, the biggest importer of soybeans, from October through May fell 5% year over year to 61 million metric tons. Trade data from the largest exporters showed arrivals from October through July are forecasted about 76 million metric tons, and that'll be down 9% from the same time frame last year. COVID-related restrictions in China, slowing economic growth, and higher global commodity prices have weakened China demand for oilseed processing, protein meal, and vegetable oil consumption. World soybean crush for the 21-22 marketing year was pegged at 87 million metric tons, and that's down from 85 million tons a year earlier. Actually, that's up because 87 is bigger than 85. But anyway, that coincides with the consumption growth in protein foods and food vegetable oils in China. So there you have it. A heat advisory has been issued for parts of Montana as temperatures reach in the triple digits, according to the data from the National Weather Service. Temperatures this afternoon will rise as high as 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Take extra precautions when outside. Further south in central Nebraska and northern Kansas, some isolated thunderstorms may pop up this morning, with some hanging around in the afternoon. Thursday, however, heat indexes will rise as high as 105 degrees in a lot of locations throughout the southern plains and the upper Midwest and around in Montana up in that area. So it's hot all over the United States, it looks like. When I come back, I got your cattle futures. I got some reports from Woodward yesterday. Hobart is having theirs right now at Hobart, and they'll be done here shortly this afternoon. We'll get a report from them from tomorrow. Cattle market's still looking pretty good. Looks like slaughter cattle are down slightly, and not much. They're still high, but they're down a little bit. But I got reports from Woodward yesterday. I actually have some OKC West, and I have some OKC Stockyard reports I'm going to give to you guys all at the same time so you can compare notes what goes on in the big city and what's happening out here in western Oklahoma. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than what I was, some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour going on. Let's check out, see what temperatures are doing presently. Not much has changed since the show started. We're still in the lower 90s, but she's going to climb on up there. And no rain in the forecast. And it looks like Gary McManus, state climatologist for the Mesonet, also reported today, this morning, that this is the driest time period from the last 30 days, from June till July 10th, in 100 years. Since 1921, I guess, and it's been the driest on hand. Some areas have got rain, don't get wrong, but overall, as far as the state, it's the driest it's been, and all the news stations were even talking about it this morning, that this is very comparable what's going on right now, what happened back in 2011. So anyway, not to dim your day, but you know, it helps to know the truth because you need to know what to get prepared for. So anyway, I'll have you a Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here shortly. But first, let's get to cattle, my favorite. Looks like they're all in the green today. Live cattle for August, 137 even. October, 141.62. December is 147.80. Live cattle for February is at 152.27. Feeder cattle up August, 180.52. Feeder cattle for September, 182.67. Lean hogs are even up. July, 114.57. August, 111.25. And October, 94.30. All right, here we go. I think I got this all organized where I don't confuse myself and confuse yourself. Get your thinking cap out, because here we go. I'm going to give you the question, and I'm going to take the first person who texts it in on the KCO Ag text line, and you're going to get a couple of shirts to the Wild Plum Music Festival. The KCO 96.5 Wild Plum Festival going on, music festival will be going on this Friday. And you also get two wristbands to get in. So two free wristbands and two t-shirts to take with you over to the Wild Plum Festival at Sayre this coming Friday. My question is, I'm taking the first text, and I'll let you know at the end of this segment who the winner is. How old is a cow when she has all her teeth? There's four sets, and she gets that fourth set at a certain time. But anyway, how old is she when she has all of her teeth? So anyway, when she get all of her teeth, how old is she? So anyway, text that in. Get your Google ready. Get it done. First correct answer, first text, wins two tickets to the Wild Plum Festival put on by 96.5 KCO and the Sayre Chamber of Commerce over at Sayre, Oklahoma, that's coming this Friday. All right, back to cattle. Woodward, yesterday, 1,147 head. Feeder cattle was 290 of those. Slaughtered cattle was 782 of those. Replacement cattle was 75 of those. And that was down from their last sale before the 4th of July. They had 1,641 head then. And this time last year, they only had around 759 head come through the ring. Anyway, on the breaker cows, they was 69 head. Average weight was 14.99, brought up to 84 cents per pound. There was nine of them that average weight was 15.77, brought up to $87. There was 15 of them that averaged 13.77 on weight, brought up to 80 bucks. On the boner cows, there was 93 head that average weight 13.11, 75 to 80 bucks. 40 head 13.49, average price range was 80 to 82.50. 23 head weighed 1264 average, brought $70 to $75. Cows, lean cows, 81 head average for weight was 1202, brought $74.50, as high as $74.50. 38 of them brought in at $77, and they averaged $11.86 on their weight. 102 head of cows, average weight was 1095, brought up to 7150, and that was on the lean cows. On the bulls, 28 head, average weight 1838 pounds, brought up to $1.06 a pound. 17 head, 1936 pound average weight, brought up to $1.12 a pound. And 4 head, 1819 average weight, brought up to 89 cents. On some of the bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds, they had some that average weight was 1295 on the bred cows, and they brought 1250 cow-calf pairs with smaller than 150 pound calves on them. 2 to 4 year olds, 900 pounds, brought 1350. Cow-calf pairs with medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves. 2 to 4 year olds, average weight 887, brought up to 1410 per head. And they had some 5 to 8 year olds that weighed about 1148, brought up to $1,300. Cow-calf pairs, medium-large number one with larger than 300-pound calves on them. 2 to 4 year olds, average weight 841, brought 1450. And 8 year olds plus had some in there at 1332, average weight brought up to 1550. And that was on Woodward yesterday. Well, just so you got those numbers fresh in your mind, check this out from the OKC West Livestock Auction there in El Reno. They had 817 head. Feeder cattle was 66 of those. Slaughter cattle was 721. And replacement cattle was 30% of that. So anyway, or not 30 head of those, 3.7%. In El Reno, compared to Woodward, it's all about the same. They had 41 head of breaker cows that average weight was 1453, brought up to $89. Boner cows, they had 46 head, 1323 average weight, brought up to 84. And cows, they had, on the lean cows, they had 107 head, the weight just a little bit under 1200, pounds, and they brought up to 81. And their bulls were pretty much in the same price range. They had six head there that averaged 1751, brought up to $1.09. So pretty much same prices at OKC West as there is at Woodward. Then we get to Oklahoma National Stockyards. Let's compare it there. They had 1,000 head this week, 1,010 to be exact. Compared to last year, they was 870 head. On their breaker cows, they had 30 head there that averaged 1408, was bringing up to 8350. Boner cows, they had quite a few head there that was weighing anywhere from 1239 to 1266 on the average, bringing anywhere from $64 to $83 per hundred weight. And then on the lean cows, they had a lot of lean cows in there. This one particular bunch caught my eye. It was 133 head. Average weight was 1133. And the dressing on them was very low, and they only brought anywhere from $56 to $65 per hundred weight. Now their bulls, same thing, anywhere from 1700 to 1900 was bringing anywhere from $91 to $111. So the cattle market, slaughter cattle market around Oklahoma is pretty much the same everywhere. So there you go. Well, let's see who's the winner is. See who the correct winner is. I am only one winner. We have the one winner. We got a lot of texts in, but so far, let me double check everything. And let's see, 4 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, five. Yep, winner. Here we go. Can you send me your name in? Whose number? Whoever's number that is at 729-0729. 729-0729. Send me your name in because you are the winner. And the correct answer is 5 years, and they get their all four sets of their permanent teeth in. So anyway, good job. They call it 5 to 6, but 5 euros. And congratulations to Justin Howe. He's the winner of the tickets, and he's the gets a couple t-shirts. I hope they're the right size. If not, look like you're just show us your belly piercing when you get over there to the Wild Plum Festival going on. Well, speaking of that, congratulations. Thank you, everybody, that text in. There's quite a few texts, like 20 of them, but there was only two correct answers out of all of them. So, anyway, coming up this Friday from noon to midnight, July 15th, at the Sarah City Park, the first annual KECO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam Music Festival at Sarah, Oklahoma, 2022. Gates open at 11 o'clock, free parking. Show goes on, rain or shine. It's an outdoor venue, so bring your lawn chairs, pop-up canopy tents and umbrellas, free swimming from 1 to 8. T-shirt and merchandise will be available. Raglan will start it off at noon. Even Money's at 2 o'clock, Tyler Wilhelm's at 4, Joe Merrick's at 6, Michael Martin Murphy's at 8 o'clock, Stoney LaRue is at 10 o'clock. Adult beverages provided by the Sarah Golf Association on site. Anyway, there's be the Wild Plum Jelly Feed. It'll be going on from 5 to 7, sponsored by the DBD Planning Committee. I'm going to take that's the Dust Bowl Days Planning Committee. And then also you get your tickets right now at any Hutch's West Side, or I want to say West Side, any Hutch's C-Store in Elk City, Weatherford, Woodward, they're everywhere. Anyway, you can get them at any of those out here in Western Oklahoma, and tickets are $50. But if you buy them at Hutch's C-Store, you're eligible for the drawing. Only the ones bought at Hutch's C-Store are eligible for the drawing. So you need to get them there because Miss Kay Allen told me the other day that they had some really nice prizes they're going to give away, and they will give them away. But you have to be present to win. And so anyway, fun day. Get on their Facebook page. They got flyers out now, the little yellow folder flyers. They got out that details everything. A lot of questions people are going to ask. They got a lot of FAQs on the back of that, so they'll answer a lot of questions. So it should be fun. Anyway, so we will get back with that later on the show, because I want to talk about the parade and stuff coming Saturday during the Heritage Parade and the Heritage Day. It's gonna be a great time. And then we got the Fishing Derby going on this Saturday here at Ackley Park, put on by KCO and Presidio. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about later on in the show, and I'll get with that. And to answer your questions, no, these tickets will be here at the front desk after I get done with my show, and I'll put your name on the tickets and the shirts. Mr. Howe, you can pick those up here at the studio anytime between now and Friday, and that's where you'll get them. Anyway, thank you very much for participating. When we get back, I got some stuff from Cow Calf Corner with Dr. Peel. And I want to touch on rattlesnakes. I don't think I've ever touched on rattlesnakes on the show. There's a lot of myths about rattlesnake bites, whether the little ones are the most dangerous or the big ones. Anyway, I want to touch on that because there's a lot of rattlesnakes out right now because I've been seeing them. Anyway, it's very important that you know what to do if you're bitten by a rattlesnake. And believe me, it's not call your buddy with a six pack of Bush beer and cut around the wound and suck the venom out. That does not work. Don't ever do that. But anyway, I want to talk about them with humans, rattlesnake bites with humans, and rattlesnake bites with animals, especially dogs and cattle. We just got one back from the vet, a calf that had actually been bit twice by a rattlesnake. And one of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Mouse, she saved it. It took a while, but she saved the calf's leg. Yes, he's got a limp, or she does, but anyway, we got her saved. So anyway, I want to touch on rattlesnakes. When we get back, that's what we'll talk about. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 8th, 2071 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 290, brought 224. 8 at 477, brought 192. 3 at 555, brought 166. 17 at 812, brought 158.75. 5 at 1122, brought 130.50. 6 head of heifers at 337, brought 181. 8 at 498, brought 168.50. 5 at 560, brought 149.50. 7 at 600, brought 145. 22 at 812, brought 148.50. Butcher cows were 40 to 99. Butcher bulls brought 50 to 120. Bred cows were 850 to 1250. Pairs brought 875 to 1575. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today and we'll have a truck headed your way.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your Livestock Nutrition Center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. Got a text in that says their brother lives between Camargo and Viside and said the rain split and missed him. Not even enough to settle the dust. But Woodward got over 5 inches. And then one of my most dedicated listeners, Mr. RW, he texts me in on my personal phone with a video at the golf course at Woodward, and it was flooding. I mean, it's just, I can't believe the amount of water running through there. Anyway, it's flooding there at the Woodward Crystal Beach Golf Course. There's water running everywhere through there. So, anyway, crazy storms going on around here. But anyway, thanks for the information. And then I got, what else do I got? Anything going on? Oh, this one, 5 years old. I don't want the tick. It's just bored in the tractor. Okay, there you have it. Anyway, let's check out what's going on. I need to get rid of this on the computer. And currently it is at the Gabe Mezzanette here at the studio. He's got 90.1 degrees, 36% humidity, and the winds are zilch here around the studio. And I will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Well, let's start this out with the snake, the rattlesnake deal, all right? I lost it here. Hang on here. There we go. Now I got to go back to it. Facebook doesn't never let you. Anyway, here we go. I found it. Okay, this is from an EMT, a very professional EMT that deals with a lot of rattlesnake bites, and he's had very extensive training, and he wrote this article in one of my Project Upland community Facebook pages that I follow to squelch a bunch of the myths about rattlesnakes. Many have believed that the smaller the rattlesnake, that they are more dangerous than the big ones, but that's not true, because the bigger the snake, the worse and more potent the bite is. The best defense if bitten by a snake, write this down, is a set of car keys and a driver. Never waste time when bitten by a rattlesnake, a water moccasin, a copperhead. We only really, for the most part, worry about rattlesnakes out here in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. While en route, have them call 911 and request an ambulance or a life flight. Then drive the victim to meet them. Keep calm. Keep the patient calm. Stress and the toxin in their system can lead to breathing problems. Be aware of their breathing and swelling of the face. Here's what I can do in my truck. All of our vehicles, I think except for Sandy's, I think she might have it in there too, we have Benadryl in there. And the reason why we got Benadryl in there is for our dogs. Zoe, she's been rattlesnake actually trained, where she doesn't like rattlesnakes, but dogs are curious, and sometimes you run up on rattlesnakes before you know it. And anyway, Benadryl, a half a Benadryl for her, for 70 pound dog, she's like goo goo. The most important thing is to keep, whether it's an animal or human, calm as possible with a rattlesnake bite. That's most important thing before you get to medical help. Matter of fact, if you got your wife in there or your girlfriend or whoever in there, kid, whatever, pop them a couple of those Benadryl. Benadryl's put me to sleep. But anyway, important thing is to keep them calm. The antivenom, which is called Crofab or CROFAB, is available. It's available at some hospitals in Oklahoma. I think they got them at Mangum, if I'm not mistaken. I heard they had it here at Elk City. I don't want to say. Your best bet is to find out where they do have venom, or maybe I can do that project and announce it on the show, who has venom in Oklahoma or eastern Texas panhandle. But it is... a lot of them have a lot of vials on hand, and it's not cheap. But anyway, the shelf life of the anti-venom is only 1 year. And if not used, the company exchanges it out. Crofab does it, take about 30 minutes to mix. They have to mix this at the hospital So if you're in route, you really want to know, tell them people ahead of time that you're in route with a rattlesnake bite, because they, it takes 30 minutes to mix this. So head it that way, call wherever you're going, and if they got it, you need to tell them you got a rattlesnake bite. Not possible. You should know whether it's a real rattlesnake bite. You can tell about the deal. Anyway, give everybody plenty of heads up that you're coming, because like I said, it takes 30 minutes, and every minute with a rattlesnake bite is very important. The protein in the venom works within minutes or hours, depending on the size and location of the target tissue they bite, the time that it's bound to the tissue, and the route of injection, whether it was intramuscular or inner, whatever that word is. I wish Dr. Mouse was here to talk about this. She probably has these words memorized. If a bite victim has minimal pain, listen to this, if they have minimal pain, they are in trouble. Snake bites are painful because of all the damage the venom is doing throughout the body. So it's, I guess it's not good that you have minimal pain. You better be in pain. This thing's going to be painful. Remove any constricting clothing and jewelry, and immobilize, splint the extremity in position or function, knee slightly bent if it's their leg, or arm slightly bent if at elbow if an arm, but not so tight because you need to leave room for swelling. Mark the area that is infected around the bite site with a simple Sharpie marker or something, and write the time down. It is important to know how much it's swelling. Take back what I said earlier. Do not give Benadryl. It does no good. The reason why I said give Benadryl is to keep the person calm. That's the reason why I said it. That's why I'm not a doctor, I guess. But anyway, we only have one venomous snake, the prairie rattler, and up there in South Dakota. But here we have at least two in western Oklahoma. I think in Oklahoma we have actually three or four. We got the prairie rattler, we got the diamondback, and in eastern Oklahoma they got the timber rattler, and I think that's about it, unless I'm missing one. Anyway, learning how anti-venom is made was mind-boggling, this guy said. No wonder it's so expensive. Venom is extracted from lab snakes in Salt Lake City and sent to Great Britain to extract the protein, which is then sent to Australia to sheep that are injected to produce the antibodies, which then are removed and sent to Baltimore, Maryland, where they are processed. So there you go. That's how it's done. Anyway, I just thought you guys would, it's all common sense stuff, but just be prepared for snake bites at any given time, because they are out and about. And my big deal is I can't hear them, so I'm always looking for them. And yes, I know we have sheep here in America, but they're different in Australia. They talk back to you in Australia, or maybe the kangaroos help them. I don't know why. That was just what I read. But anyway, I had somebody text in, why do they charge so much for rattlesnake anti-venom? So I answered that, and then he said, we got sheep, him or her, whoever it is, tells me what to do. We have sheep here in America. Yes, I know we have sheep here in America. Speaking of sheep, I heard this morning at the big round table at the coffee shop, somebody's friend or somebody called him from down around San Antonio. And you know, the biggest part of Texas is in a big major drought going on right now. At the sheep and goat sale in San Antonio last week, I guess, 15,000 head were sold. I mean, they're running out of food, and it's a bad deal. So anyway, when I come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel, they're built better, they're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction for sale. It's Thursday, July the 14th. We're expecting 5,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. For Buffalo, got 70 heifers and 7. Sealing got 159 steers and heifers 4.5 and 7. They're long wing. Woodford, 30 steers, 7.5. Patonga, 30 heifers, 6.5. Gage, 121 steers, 735. Kingfisher, 100 steers, 8-9. Moreland, 289 steers, 8.5. Patonga, 49 heifers, 7.5. Georgia off the ranch, 109 steers and heifers, 6-8. Moreland, 59 steers at 9. Seymour, Texas, 75 heifers, 6-8. Woodward, 121 steers and heifers, 6-8. Moreland, 49 steers at 8. Thomas, 110 steers, 7-8. 70 heifers at 7. Buffalo 47 mix 6-7. Colgate, Oklahoma, 184 steers, never 5.5-7. Dodge City, Kansas, 44 steers, never 6-8. May, 56 heifers, 7.5. Woodward, 120 steers, 8.5-9.5. And Thomas, we got 390 steers, 8-9.50. Again, expecting 5,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. HiPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local HiPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Mangum, you're winning. You're 98 degrees. You're the warmest spot in the state of Oklahoma. So, anyway, congratulations for winning that. I bet you're not happy about it. Anyway, 92 degrees here at the Elk City Mezzanette, 91 degrees heat index. Humidity's in 32%. Bet nobody's baling hay right now. Winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 12 miles an hour. And today, 97 degrees for the hot temperature. Tomorrow, 102. Friday, 104. Saturday, 104. Only thing I see good looking in the forecast is Saturday night is supposed to be mostly cloudy. And Sunday, 101. There's so much going on in the Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle last week and this week. It's hard to cover everything, but I'm going to try my best. Let's see. I got somebody text in on the we have a coontail rattlesnake, too. No, that's the diamondback rattlesnake. Same thing. Coontail rattlesnake and the diamondback. Same thing. Anyway, we got thank you for your text. All right, let's get started with one of my most favorite events nowadays in Oklahoma, and that's going to be this coming Saturday, Heritage Day. Saturday, July 16th, from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. will be the Heritage Day Parade, and free entry, and free parking, the whole nine yards going on down at the park. But the parade will start at 10 o'clock on Main Street. Everybody meets up down there by the county barn. But you can call Miss Sherry Dameron at 285-374-2845. 374-2845 and enter your parade entry. Please do join us. Have fun. I don't care if it's a riding lawnmower, some square bales of hay on the back of a pickup. Just have fun. It's the Dust Bowl Festival going on, Ranch and Farm Festival going on. It's going to be great. They got, then you'll go straight from the parade out to the park. There's going to be free swimming and miniature golf from 1 to 8 o'clock on Saturday. There's going to be vendors, food vendors, all kinds of vendors. Last year, I remember Sandy and I was set up with the vegetable stand and her magic oil, her essential oils. We were set up right there next to North Fork Electric, and right behind them was the blacksmith people from over here at the Elk City Museum. There was all kinds of people out there with all kinds of stuff. The carpet rug guy was there. The flag guy was there. So all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things going on at the rodeo arena. Calf branding, ribbon roping, and more at 2 o'clock. The Dust Bowl Derby, I think that's one of the funnest things out there, is at 4 o'clock. The FFA Calf Ride Concession Stand starts at 5 o'clock. Cornhole Tournament on the tennis courts at 6. And the registration starts at 6, and then they start playing at 7. So there's all kinds of things going on. But really, you guys, in the morning, it's not going to be hot. So get something going for a parade entry and call Sherry Dameron at 374-2845. Have fun day this weekend, starting with the Wild Plum Festival, Music Festival Jam. Anyway, Michael Martin Murphy's going to be there. I can't wait, because this song, Wildfire, is one of my favorite songs of all time. So anyway, that's going on. And then we got all kinds of stuff going on. Also going on Saturday, remember, this is pretty cool. South Plains Meat will be at 205 South 4th Street in Sayre, and that's downtown, right there by where the parade's going to be going. They'll be got that going on, and they'll be giving out some free samples, and I think that's right. Yeah, anyway, yeah, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., I'm sorry, come by for a free sample, and got that going on for meat. Homegrown meat there, and you can order steak and hamburger packages. He's got the smaller packages, and I'm sure he can get the bigger packages. And then we got another text in. Hey, can you all, I like it when they do that, can you all mention the Sayre Star Cheerleaders will be selling snow cones and bottled water in the concession stand? Cool, sure will. There you go. I got her mentioned. There's going to be all kinds of things going on at Sayre's, and then the fishing derby's going on right here at Ackley Park, 8 a.m. till noon. The 8th annual Kids Fishing Derby. Last year was my first one in the Presidio Petroleum Family Day in the park. That's what it is. And put on by KCO, and the Wildlife Department be there, because Lieutenant James, are you there? Are you listening, Lieutenant James? Anyway, he'll be out there helping. Him and all of his game wardens will be out there helping. And with that, they do a great job. And then I'm pretty sure Lieutenant James will be zipping right back over to Sayre to the Dust Bowl days going on over there. So anyway, that's going on. That's all going on this weekend. A lot to do in Western Oklahoma. You cannot be bored. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to have the cattle report from Hobart, and I'm also going to give you the OKC West and Oklahoma City National Stockyards giving the feeder report. So anyway, got a lot going on there, and anyway, it's just a busy week, so you guys bear with me. Watch out for those rattlesnakes, and don't cut the wound and suck the venom out of the wound. That does not work. You guys been watching too many John Wayne and Clint Eastwood movies. It doesn't work. So anyway, see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and God bless.